UN Rights Chief demands end to Israel's strikes against Gaza-based Hamas terrorists. By Simon Kent on November 10, 2023. Israel's use of high-impact explosive weapons against Hamas terrorists hiding in Gaza must end, the UN Human Rights Chief demanded Friday. Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said Israel must end its use of such weapons in the densely populated area across the Gaza Strip and other areas known to be harboring Hamas terrorists responsible for the barbaric October 7 attack on Israel. He declared, "These amount to disproportionate attacks in breach of international humanitarian law." Related, it is evil, U.S. diplomat breaks down witnessing aftermath of Hamas attack in Israel. Turk issued a statement outlining just Israel's efforts to prevent further attacks must end, declaring in part, "The extensive Israeli bombardment of Gaza, including the use of high-impact explosive weapons in densely populated areas, razing tens of thousands of buildings to the ground, is clearly having a devastating humanitarian and human rights impact. After 4 weeks of bombardment and shelling by Israeli forces in Gaza, the indiscriminate effects of such weapons in a densely populated area is clear. Israel must immediately end the use of such methods and means of warfare, and the attacks must be investigated." This is not the first time Turk has sought to enter the conflict as a self-appointed peacemaker. Related, IDF, layout of Shifa Hospital, Gaza, site of Hamas terrorist HQ. 3 days after the Hamas attack, he issued a call for peace and understanding in the region from his office in Geneva, Switzerland, before admonishing any prospective retaliatory move by Israel against its Islamic attackers. He cautioned, "The imposition of sieges that endanger the lives of civilians by depriving them of goods essential for their survival is prohibited under international humanitarian law. Any restrictions on the movement of people and goods to implement a siege must be justified by military necessity or may otherwise amount to collective punishment." As Breitbart News reported, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has approved a complete siege of the Gaza Strip following Hamas's terror attack on the Jewish state, which saw mass rape, torture, and slaughter of civilians, as well as hundreds more being kidnapped. The hostages, including women and young children, are still being held by terror groups in Gaza. Palestinian Islamic Jihad, a terror group controlled by Iran in Gaza, released propaganda videos Thursday that featured two Israeli hostages and offered their release in return for fuel and other supplies, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.